When I was a kid, my favorite cartoon was He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. If you know this cartoon, then you and I are about the same age. Or you have children my age. Or for the children here, you have parents about my age. The main character of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was a prince named Adam, who lived in a castle. But when Adam held his sword above his head and cried out, "By the power of Grayskull, I have the power," he was transformed into He-Man, and he had the power in the universe. I loved He-Man. I wanted to be He-Man. He had power and a sword and a cat who was armed for battle. He had great adventures with powerful friends. He-Man was amazing. He-Man had the power, and he lived in a castle. A cave is very different from a castle. Maybe it was a barn. Maybe it was something like the back porch of the inn. You know, just a little roof extension with a dirt floor. Somewhere where you could be outside but still be protected from the rain. Somewhere where the animals could eat their food and stay dry. Whether it was a cave or a barn or a little roof extension, it wasn't a castle. Joseph didn't have power. He didn't have a sword. Maybe he had a few carpenter's tools and maybe he had a walking stick to lean on. Mary didn't have power. She was a teenage girl who was about to give birth to her first child. She didn't have a castle or a sword. Mary and Joseph didn't have powerful friends who could give them a nice place to stay for a few nights. They didn't have power. They didn't have swords. They didn't have a castle, and they didn't have powerful friends. The shepherds didn't have power. They lived in fields and kept watch over their flocks by night. They weren't the ones with power in the community. They didn't have good seats at banquets and recline at the table in the courts of princes and governors. They didn't have swords, only shepherd's staffs. But the baby. Well, the baby really doesn't have power either. The baby looks powerless. He can't hold a sword. He can't feed himself. He can't wrap himself in swaddling clothes. He can't climb out of the manger. He doesn't have a castle. The baby needs to borrow a little space for a place to be born. He needs to borrow a little space for a place to sleep. He needs to borrow a little space for a place to show not his power, but his love. Not by the power of Grayskull or the power of the sword, but by the power of the weakness and the littleness and the love that the face of a baby draws forth from our hearts. The word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, captures a space for a place in my heart and yours on this most holy night. O come, let us adore him. Amen.